everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today, we are honored to have Indiana State Treasurer Kelly Mitchell with us to talk about Indiana's ABLE program. The Achieving a Better Life Experience Act, better known as the ABLE Act, was signed into federal law in 2014. The ABLE Act allows for the creation of tax-free savings accounts for individuals with disabilities to cover qualified expenses such as education, housing, and transportation. Since the passage of the federal law, state officials have been working to put the program into place in Indiana. Kelly Mitchell was elected as the 55th treasurer of the state of Indiana in 2014. For 7 years prior to becoming treasurer, she served as director of Trust Indiana, and prior to that, she was a Cass County commissioner for 8 years. Treasurer Mitchell holds a BA in political science from Valparaiso University and an MA in philanthropic studies from IUPUI. She is an alumna of the Richard G. Lugar Excellence in Public Service Series. Treasurer Mitchell, welcome to A View From My Window.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. We talked a little bit about what the ABLE Act is in the introduction, but help me to understand. This helps families who have a child with a disability create a savings account for a loved one. So can you explain a little bit more about what that is and then what an ABLE account is?
Sure. So ABLE stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. And this, as you mentioned, was passed by Congress in December of 2014, just shortly after I was elected. And what it allows for parents with children with disabilities to save for that child beyond the current $2,000 limit. So it doesn't impact their means-tested benefits. Now, there are caps. It's $14,000 a year that's allowed to go in. It's $100,000 total that can be in the account at any one time. Once it gets beyond that, it would impact the means-tested benefits. Okay. But it's a great option for parents.
And now, talk a little bit about, we always like to hear about the legislative process that went into it. So talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So it's really been an ongoing process for every state. This is new to the country, and every state had to pass their own enabling legislation in order to make this happen. So for Indiana, that passed last year, and it passed unanimously through every committee, both sides of the House, and was proudly signed into law by the governor. And then we could hit the ground running. However, we didn't get funding from the state to start the program until July 1st of this coming year. So this fiscal year, 2017, is when we are actually able to open the ABLE program. So we hope to have a rollout the end of July. If we come up against any insurmountable obstacles, it will be more like September, but it will be within the next month or two, a few months, that we'll be able to allow parents to open an ABLE account. I want to thank the advocates, self-advocates, parents, legislators, and our new board members that have all helped make ABLE a reality in Indiana.
Okay, so now that you said we have the legislation and the funding, what are the next steps?
So now we create the program. So every state really can do this somewhat differently, how they structure it. And we've been part of a national conversation and national seminars and conferences talking to other states to see what is the best way to do this. Now, some states have gone a standalone, meaning, say, Florida, for instance, is running their own program for their own citizens. What we wanted was a program that would be as cost-effective as possible for the parents so that they could afford to participate and still earn some interest on these savings. So we joined the ABLE board here in Indiana, voted to join a consortium. So there are 13 states that have gone together. And so we're pooling some expenses. We're pooling what's known as breakpoints. So once collectively as 14 states, or 13 states, we achieve a certain balance in these accounts, the fees go down. So we really think that it's the best option for Indiana to go forward this way.
So you said that there were limits to the money that could be put in the ABLE account. So what are the limitations, and what can, again, the ABLE account be used for?
So initially, it's important to know that while the onset of the disability has to happen before age 26, you can be older than 26 now and still open an ABLE account.
Okay.
But whatever the disability is just has to have happened before age 26. I will say Congress is looking at it, looking at extending that, but nothing moves real fast there. So, you know, we're not holding our breath and we're certainly moving ahead as though it's the disability happened before age 26. And then once you have that open, like I said, there's $14,000 a year limit that can be put in that account and $100,000 total at any one time. And each individual can only have one ABLE account. So that's important to know as well. But once you have the ABLE account, it really can be used for a very wide variety of things. You know, this is considered a 529A account. By the IRS. The College Choice Program, which I also run, is a 529. That's very much limited to educational expenses only. The 529A can be used for all kinds of things, you know, including healthcare, housing, transportation, adaptive technology, you know, just about anything that helps you achieve a better life experience.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. And let's talk about your own experience as a treasurer. You would obviously find it personally rewarding to head up this effort. And what does it mean to help to you, to help people with this type of program and the challenges that people with disabilities and their families face?
Well, as you said, it's very rewarding. It's, you know, nothing that when I ran for office I thought I would get to experience and get to be part of. And so to be a part of helping create peace of mind for parents, it's just been phenomenal. I've loved to travel the state and talk to parents, talk to advocates, talk to self-advocates, and just hear what life is like for Hoosiers and how this can be of benefit to them. It's sure. been a really wonderful experience.
Okay, so Kelly, we want people to continue to get information, but where can they continue to get information about the ABLE Act?
Well, for right now, with where we're at in the process, it's best to call my office, Treasurer State's office, at 317-232-6386. For more general information, people can go to ablenrc.org, A-B-L-E-N-R-C. That stands for the ablenationalresourcecenter.org, and that has some general information. We will have a website for Indiana that will time with our launch either late July or in September of this year.
State Treasurer Kelly Mitchell, thank you so much for your work, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, the ARC, along with the Treasurer's Office, will continue to keep Hoosiers informed about the ABLE Act in Indiana. Be sure to follow the ARC on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter at the ARC IN, and always watch for information on our website. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.